Even if you're doing business in a part of the country where you have a competitive generation market, the utility sector is a highly regulated industry. In order for a wind or a solar project to sell its power onto the grid, the project's going to have to obtain a myriad of state and federal and wholesale power market permits and registrations. It's therefore very important for developers and investors to know the permitting and registration process, as well as the wholesale power market where they're doing business and how whatever the structure of the power market is and the constraints that apply to that market. However, in my experience, sometimes the regulatory issues are not forefront and center to a project until an issue pops up that has the potential to delay financing, the closing of a deal, a commercial operation date, worst case scenario, the viability of the project. But that really should never happen because with sufficient planning, the vast majority of regulatory issues can be predicted. So what we're going to do today is this panel is going to dive into some of the common regulatory issues that we see in our practice and that investors focus on. So before I kick it off to the panel, I'm going to do a brief presentation on the role of the regulatory lawyer and your regulatory team so that hopefully you can bring them on early enough in the process so that these issues don't cause hiccups in your project. So first, what is the role of the regulatory lawyer? The regulatory's key fundamental role at the outset is to identify regulatory issues up front and find you solutions. That can mean a number of things. One example may be finding out who your potential off-taker is in the market.